Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning.
This is a big schluss for me on a lot of different levels. Level number one, I am an alumnus of YU, so it's always special to come back and be in YU. Level number two, a lot of Torah Shraga Talmidim here, and not to the exclusion of other Talmidim, just it's very especially special with all the Torah Shraga boys here. And level number three, that I'm sitting in a very holy chair, which I'm not makpid not to sit in because we're good friends. Ramosh Tzvi and I were roommates in Chavrusas in Mevasaret way back when. So a lot of layers of special going on. So I'm learning with you a little bit this morning, a Kedushas Levi. But before we get to the Kedushas Levi, a little bit of a Hakdama, really a Chelek Aleph to the Shmuz, and then we'll get to the Kedushas Levi. So Pasuk says in this week's parasha, Yukachna me'ad mayim v'rachatsu ragleichem yishanu tachas ha'etz. Avram Avinu meets the Malachim, and he tells them, Yukachna me'ad mayim v'rachatsu ragleichem. What is Yukachna? What does Yukach? Yukach mean?
Take.
Does Yukach mean to take? Does it, I don't mean to... What does it mean?
Taken.
Yeah, let it be taken. Let it be taken. Very good, though. Way to be brave. Love it. So let it be taken. Yukachna me'ad mayim. So Rashi says over there, Ayidei shliach. That Avraham Avinu didn't go and get the water himself. He had it brought by a shliach. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu shilim lebanav ayidei shliach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid back his children for this mitzvah also indirectly, ayidei shliach, not directly from Hashem. Like the Pasuk says, V'yar Moshe es yado v'yachas ha-sela. That when Bnei Yisrael needed water, the water came to them through Moshe Rabbeinu and not directly from Hashem himself. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Drash Moshe says a very interesting, very insightful ha'ara. I'm going to read you the lashon, one line. He says, Hinei anashim to'im. People make mistakes. V'choshvim shebe mitzvah shebe nadam l'chavero hatachlis hu ha'ikar. People think that when it comes to mitzvah shebe nadam l'chavero, so the result is what we're really interested in. Right? Which is intuitively correct. Right? That's what I would think. If a person, an old lady needs help crossing the street. So that's a mitzvah shebe nadam l'chavero, mitzvah chesed. I should help her cross the street. What are we interested in this mitzvah? We're interested in the result. That the old lady should get safely with all her things to the other side of the street. And if that's the case, so what's the difference if I cross her the street or if I tell somebody else to cross her across the street? In both ways, she gets across the street. Aval eino kein, says Rav Moshe. It's not true. De'etzem ha-pe'ula hu gam kein mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is not only the result of achieving what it is that I want, but the mitzvah is the action of taking her across the street. V'chein tzarech lasos ba'atzmo. And therefore, we have to do it ourselves. As the mitzvah Gemara says in Kiddushin, right? Mitzvah bo yosur mishlucho, that even for mitzvahs which al pneihem at face value seem to be result-oriented mitzvahs, so there's a mitzvah to do even those on my own. Now, that being said, we do find that there's a very big chashivas given to the result, right? There's a Rashi in Parshas Vayikra. I love this Rashi. There's so many things to say about it. But Rashi quotes a Medrash. The Medrash is like this. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Ki tiktzur ketzircha besadcha v'shachachta Omer basadeh. We're talking here about Matnas Aniyim. Right? Leket shechampeya. Harayu Omer. The Pasuk says, l'man yevarechacha. So what happens? You leave the Matnas Aniyim in the field for the poor people to come and collect it. And by doing so, you're zocha to a bracha. L'man yevarechacha. That Hashem will bless you. So kava ha-kosvav bracha l'mishabasa yado mitzvah below yada. So Rashi says over here from the Medrash that Hashem gives a bracha to somebody who fulfills a mitzvah without even knowing about it. And more ma'ata, we can learn from here. Ha'isasela tzrura b'chnafav. You have a person that has money in his pocket. V'nafla imenu. And then it falls. He loses it. U'matza ani v'niz parnes ba. And then a poor person finds the money and he is able to live with it. Harei kodesh baruch hu kovei lo bracha. So Hashem gives him a bracha. So we see over here when it comes to the mitzvah tzedakah. So clearly, you would think that the ikar of the mitzvah tzedakah is the result, right? Here's a person in need. So by providing for his needs, that's the result. That's the main part of the mitzvah. And that's what Rashi even tells us over here, that a person who loses money, you have no intention of getting tzedakah whatsoever. A person loses money, and ani finds it, he picks it up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kovei lo bracha. You get rewarded. You do mekayem mitzvah tzedakah. So it's very interesting, this dynamic, in terms of the maisa ha-mitzvah, and the tachlis ha-mitzvah, right? Rav Moshe says, yukachna me'at mayim, that Avraham Avinu was focused only on the result. Sounds like a little bit of a criticism, a critique. He was focused only on the result. Rav Moshe says, that's a mistake. That's why Hashem gave us schar, paid us back, only al yidei shliach. But really, we have to be very focused also on the maisa ha-mitzvah. So why is that? So to lundicize it a little bit, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a piece in the Kovetz Ma'amarim, and it's called Maimer al HaTshuva. So Rabbi Chanan says over there, every time a person does a mitzvah or an avera, so two things happen. Right? When a person does a mitzvah, so it's like a pledge of allegiance. Hashem, I'm saying, I'm with you, I'm on your side, I'm devoting myself to you. And also there's an aliyah in his neshama that a person does a mitzvah, he's metar himself, he's mekadesh himself on a metaphysical level, he uplifts himself. When a person does an avera, so the opposite two things happen. It's a merit against Hashem. It's like you're stating, Hashem, I'm against you. I'm rebelling against you. And the person is pogim his neshama. He brings himself down. He makes himself lower. He dirties himself. These two things happen with every mitzvah nevera. So perhaps we could suggest, also over here, when it comes to a mitzvah, so Ramosha says there's a tachlis and there's a maisa. So the tachlis, the maisa, we'll start with the maisa. The maisa mitzvah, what is that? When I go ahead and decide to do a mitzvah, what am I doing? I'm either, if it's a mitzvah, pledging allegiance to Hashem. I'm saying, Hashem, I'm with you. Look, I'm doing what you want me to do. Or chas v'shalom, it's an avera. The opposite, Hashem, I'm rebelling. Look, I'm doing something against what you want. That's the maisa. When it comes to the result, the tachlis. So the tachlis, that affects the spiritual elevation or lowering of the neshama. Rabbi Chanan basically says this. It's not me. But the Gemara says, like the Medrash says, the Rashi quotes, a person does a mitzvah tzedakah by losing money and an ani picks it up. So what, did he pledge allegiance to Hashem? Hashem, I'm with you? He doesn't even know what he's doing. It wasn't his intention at all. It can't be a pledge of allegiance if you don't even know what you're doing. So a person does a maisa mitzvah, he pledges allegiance. If he doesn't do a maisa mitzvah, the mitzvah just happens by itself, even without him knowing about it. So there's no pledge of allegiance there, but what is there? There's what Rabbi Chanan says. What is there? There's an aliyah in the neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu koveh lo bracha, that somehow the metaphysical effect of the mitzvah is fulfilled. There's an interesting shaila in halacha. The Rebbeni Shai has a tshuva in Rav Palim. They asked him the following shaila. I think it's in Rav Palim, unless it's in Torah Lishma. But the Rebbeni Shai says there was a guy who put on tefillin every day of his life, like every good Jew does. And he's later in life, in his 40s, in his 50s. Not that 40s is late in life at all. It's extremely early in life. Kavachomer 39. But a guy's later, 40s, 50s. And for the first time, he gets his tefillin checked. Whatever the reason was, he wasn't able to get it checked before. There was no sofer around. He didn't have the money. I don't know what. He gets his tefillin checked for the first time. And the sofer opens up the tefillin, and he sees the tefillin are totally puzzled. And the guy was so distraught that he's not only has he not been putting on tefillin for all these years, but he's been saying a bracha levatala every day. He says a bracha on these tefillin. Only one bracha, because he's Sephardi. But one bracha levatala every day, in addition to the fact that he didn't put on tefillin. Very distraught. So I believe it's in the Ben Ishchai that he says he has nothing to worry about. Why not? Because the Gemara says in brachos, chishev lasos mitzvah. A person who intends to do a mitzvah, v'ne'enas v'lo asa'a, and an onus happens, something beyond his control, and he's not able to be kind of the mitzvah. So ma'le alav akasuv kilu asa'a. So Hashem treats him as if he did the mitzvah. So the Ben Ishchai says, since this guy was an ones, and Hashem treats him as if he did the mitzvah, not only are the brachos not a bracha levatala, but it's like he was making the mitzvah of tefillin. So Rabbi Chanan quotes that same Gemara in brachos, and he says, not exactly. It says, chishev lasos mitzvah v'nanas lo asa. A person wants to do a mitzvah, an ones happens, he doesn't do the mitzvah. So what happened over here? So put it back into our lumdus. Two things happen every time a person does a mitzvah. So he thought he's doing a mitzvah. He's trying to do a mitzvah. So what is he saying? Hashem, I pledge allegiance. Hashem, I'm on your team. That part of the mitzvah he definitely gets. But says Rabbi Chanan, the other side of the mitzvah, the kiyum, the aliyah and the neshama, the spiritual kedusha and tara that come along with being mekayim a mitzvah. So in the end of the day, there was no tefillin here. So that he doesn't get. So there's these two dinim in every mitzvah and every avera. And perhaps that's what Moshe is referring to over here when he talks about the tachlis ha-mitzvah and the maisa ha-mitzvah. The maisa is associated with the pledge of allegiance and the tachlis is associated with the ultimate kiyum. Oh. What does it have to do with the Kedusha Slavi? Okay, so let's see. I think that is a nice connection. So the Pasuk says, and we'll see part of it inside what you have in front of you, and part of it, maybe part of it, I'll skip around. So the Pasuk says, Vatomer Sara Tzchok Asali Elokim Kol HaShomea Yitzachak Li. Sara Yemenu here is referring to the fact that she got pregnant when she was very old. And she said, Hashem is like making a tzchok over here. So says the Kedusha Slavi, Hinei, Shekavanas Hashem Yisbarach b'mashapakta le'es ziknasa. What was Hashem's intention over here by remembering Sarah that she should get pregnant when she was old? V'lo kederach kol ha'aretz b'shnei ne'urim. And not in the normal way that a woman gets pregnant when she's young. Kidei shetitztar al zeh, because Hashem wants her to suffer over the lack of having children. V'achar kach kesheyivkod osa. And then afterwards, when Hashem is poked her, Hashem enables her to get pregnant. Yes, simcha kedola. So then the simcha is going to be immense. Ki adavar sheba benakel bli shum tzar, something that comes easily without any tzar, without any trial, without any sorrow on the way. Ein ba simcha. So the simcha is also not full. Vezeu perish. That's what the pasuk means when it says tzchok asali elokim. Hashem made a tzchok for me. What does it mean, Perush? Elokim bechinas din. That Hashem, Elokim, which is the bechina of din, shemana mimeni pribitni. The din, which prevented me from having children ad ata until now, for all these years, man rav, so asali tzchok v'simcha. That itself is the reason for now me having a tzchok v'simcha. Meaning the happiness that Sarah Minu experienced when she was finally able to have children at such an old age, that is a direct result of the Elokim, of the Bechina of Midas Adin, that prevented her from having children for all those years. The Zeru Remez, Bapasuk, this is new Kavanah that we could all have now in Hallel. That's what the Pasuk says, Odecha ki ani sani. That the simple Pshat in the Pasuk is, Odecha ki ani sani, I think. Hashem, I thank you for answering me. Odecha ki ani sani. But he says a different shot here. Odecha ki ani sani, va'yidei kach vatili lishua. Kavanas ha'inyan. What does this mean? Hu bishvil ha'yeshua. That odecha ki ani sani, I think he's saying a pshat here, and I think the Beis Halevi says a similar pshat. Miloshon inui. That Hashem, I'm thanking you for afflicting me. Hashem, I thank you for the challenges. Odecha ki ani sani, because through the inui, vatihili yeshua. Then the yeshua that I experience later is that much more gishmak, is that much greater, is that much bigger. V'zehu gamkin kavanas ha'pasuk, that's what the pasuk means also in the following pasuk. Evan masu abonim, that there was a rock that was rejected, mo'es, it was like disgusting. Everybody cast it aside, all the builders, nobody wanted that rock. V'acharka chaysa l'rosh pina. And then that Evan that was cast aside, that was shamed, that was neglected, that's the Rosh Pina, that becomes the cornerstone of the whole building. The Amar, and the Pasuk says, Me'es Hashem ha'isazos, klomar, b'zeh she'inisani b'tchila. Hashem, through the inui that I experienced at first, v'achar kach ba Yeshua. And then the Yeshua came, so b'zeh ani mevin, now I understand, ki me'es Hashem ha'isazos. Now I understand, Hashem, that this all comes from you. A person suffers and suffers and encounters challenges and difficulties along a long path. And then at the end, when he sees that Yeshua, it's like Yigloi Milsalam Afreya retroactively understands that Me'es Hashem Ha'isazos, that this is all Hashem building him up and building him up, that finding that Yeshua is going to be that much greater. V'lo kein k'shashem yisbarach nosein la'adam ha'tov min u'rav. It's not like that when a person is born with a silver spoon in their mouths. When everything works out exactly the way I expected and exactly the way I want it from the very beginning, so I take it all for granted. It's not so special for me. And then I don't even recognize that this is all siyata dishmaya, that everything comes al yidei hashkacha. Vomer mikrahu. Person says, it's chance. This is the way the world works. Aval kishiyesh lo rabba tchila. When a person, and we never ask for it, chas v'shalom, but when a person experiences difficulty in the beginning, v'achar kach misameach oso haborei baruchu. And then Hashem saves him, b'yishuaso, upode oso mitzara v'tzuka, and salvages him from his challenge. So as mafchin shahashkachas Hashem yisparach kol ha'olam tluyin umiito haysalo zeh. Then a person recognizes that everything comes from Hashem. V'zeh, and this is the next pasuk that we say over there in the Hallel and the Tehillim. V'zo niflas beinenu. A person sees that and it blows us away. V'amar zeh yom asa Hashem. And we say this is the day that Hashem made kedesha ayadei kein nagila v'nismechabo. And now we can really rejoice in Hashem. Now he says here a beautiful thing. This is really what I want to get to. Meaning the yisod that he sets up is to bring out the point that he's going to make right now. V'ha'inyin, shebashpaos Hashem yisbarach, yesh bebechinas ha'mekablin beis kitos. So when Hashem bestows good upon us, So there are two types of recipients. Two types of people are mekabel that tov. Yesh kas echad she mesamchim atzman behashefa atzmo. Right, there's one group of people who are happy with the gift, happy with the good things that Hashem gave them. Yesh kas sheni shem chachamim umaskilim ha'emes la'ashurav. And there's a second group of people who understand better and deeper. V'simchasam, and what are they happy about when Hashem gives them good? Sha'ayidei ha'shefa hazos, that through that good thing that Hashem gave, ro'a eich sh'Hashem yisbarach mashgiach be'eina pakicha umarech hibasa. A person is happy because he sees that Hashem is watching over him, and he sees that Hashem loves him. Hayesh simcha gedolim izesh, yeda ha'adam, she'melech adir gadol v'nora mashgiach alav. Is there any greater simcha than the knowledge that there's this very special, great, amazing king who's watching out just for you? V'zeh shamar David, and this is what David HaMelech said, Zeh hayom, dahinu ha'or v'hatov she'Hashem yisbarach mashpia asa Hashem. That this good thing that's happening to me, it comes from Hashem. So nagila v'nismecha bo. So now I can rejoice and I can be happy in it. V'Hashem yisbarach atzmo. I can be happy with Hashem himself. And this, I think, speaks to the same nekuda that Ramosha was speaking of before. Hashem gives a person good. So just like when you have a person as a parent or a person as a friend, you know, Mirtz Hashem, everybody's here on the cusp of getting married, Shatova, and you're gonna get a lot of gifts. So you're gonna get a gift from somebody. So some people are gonna give you nice gifts. Mirtz Hashem, you should have a lot of nice gifts. So some gifts you're gonna get, you'll be like, oh, this is awesome, you know, this is so cool. This thing that I got. And for other people, and for some people, they're going to be like, wow, this awesome thing. You know, I have an uncle that I'm very, Uncle Itzik, you know? Uncle Itzik, me and Uncle Itzik are very close. So I get the thing. I still have the card that Uncle Itzik gave me on the wedding gift. It was cash. Wait, kishmak, you know, the way you like it. So, but I still have Uncle Itzik's card because he wrote a hilarious note. But Uncle Itzik, I'm so close with him. I love Uncle Itzik. That some people, that's the way they feel. You get a gift, and the gift speaks to the relationship behind it. You're not as excited about the gift itself, even though it's a beautiful gift, you're very happy to get it. But what you're really happy about, what you're really excited about, Nagila v'nismecha bo, with the person that gave it to me, with the being, with Hashem who gave it to me, that it's about the relationship. I'll just tell a quick story because it's always good to have stories. The guys from Torah Shraga heard this story already, but in terms of appreciating something deeper than what's on the surface, it's a crazy story. There's a guy in my neighborhood. I live in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Tibanev Tikonein, Bimher V'Amein V'Amein, and I live in a neighborhood called Givat Mordechai. So in Givat Mordechai, I have a neighbor who is a reserve officer in the army. And in the Gaza war, I don't know how many years ago, 6, 7, 8 years ago, something like that. When was it?
2014.
2014, okay, 5 years ago. So this guy, he was the head of a group of soldiers who went into Gaza. And the way it worked when he went into Gaza was, they would go in, they would commandeer a house, a residential home, take it over, use that, at least the way this group was working, use that house as a base of operations for anything they had to do in the area. And then when they were finished, so they would move on to the next area. So this guy was the commander of this unit. And as the commander, he has to be the first person into the house. And the first person into the house is the most dangerous job because you don't know what's waiting for you on the inside. So the guy, as the lead man in, you know, he has his gun ready, the soldier's behind him, and he breaks down the door and into the house. And he sees, as soon as he enters, opposite him on the other side of the room, he sees an Arab guy standing there holding a gun, pointing at the door, waiting for exactly this to happen. So he's shocked, you know, hesitates for a second, like frozen, but because he's sure this is the end. The guy's already ready, you know, finger on the trigger. But this guy decides he's not going down without a fight. So he pulls up his gun also, and he shoots. And when he pulls the trigger on his gun, the gun jams and nothing happens. And the other guy's standing there, ready. And then it's like panic, you know. He's really frozen. And he's sure he's about to die. And as he's thinking about the fact he's about to die, he realizes that there have been quite a few seconds between the time that he broke into the house and this moment, and the other guy's just standing there not doing anything. You know, and in a situation like this, a few seconds is a long time. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the other guy's just standing there, nothing. And he's trying to shoot and nothing happening. So he realizes something's not right over here. And he takes a closer look at this guy. And he takes a step closer and a step closer. And he sees that it's just a mannequin. And there's no guy there at all. And as he walks to the backside of the mannequin, he sees the whole backside is full of explosives. And if he would have shot that mannequin first, so the whole house would have blown up. And him and his whole group, they would have all been killed. So that's like, and how could that happen? You know, every soldier before he goes into war, you know, he checks his gun and makes sure everything's working, everything's in order. Mamish, like, hashkacha pratis she'en kamo. His life was saved and the lives of all the soldiers were saved. So, of course, you're like, wow. You know, one person could tell that story. Wow, crazy story. You're not going to believe what happened. We're about to thing. Yeah. Wow, it was awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. You know? And then the other way is Nagila v'nismecha bo b'Hashem Yisbarach, bo b'Yeshuaso, that Hashem saved me. Yeah, Hashem saved me. Hashem, look what Hashem, it's mamash like a nes. It's a nes. It's the closest like you'd get to a nes nigla b'zmanenu. A nes. How happy can a person be when he sees that a melech adir v'nora v'gadol's mashkiach alav? Hashem is looking out just for me. I'll just tell one other, what time is this? Whatever. Okay. I didn't get to the connection yet, but I'll just tell you one other quick story. This is from when I was in NYU, so it's appropriate. I had a friend who got engaged, and he made up with it. When you get engaged in New York, so you have to go to the city hall or something, get a marriage license, and then afterwards at the wedding, you know, they get some people to sign some papers and they send it in, or whatever, however exactly it works. So this guy made up with his kala that they're going to meet. She was in Stern. They're going to meet somewhere in the city, and they're going to take a cab together and they go together from there on the trains to City Hall. And the day comes, they make up to meet. They're both running late. Train doesn't come. They miss. By the time they get out to the corner that they said they're going to meet, they said, "We're not taking a train. We got to take a cab. You know, we're running late." So they're trying to hail a cab, and like it was before the days of Uber and Uber Eats and those kind of things. And so they need to get a cab. So they're trying on the street. Somebody stop for us. And nobody's stopping. And you know, they look at each other, give each other the look. Yeah, you know what we have to do. She's like, yeah, I know what you got to do. Yeah, let's do it. So they pull out the Tehillims, you know, and they get going. They say a couple Tehillims. Next thing you know, a limousine pulls up. The guy rolls down the window. He's like, I see that you need a ride. I'll take you, free of charge. They're like, yeah, get in. And he's like, where to? They're like, City Hall. He's like, no problem. They're driving. They're like, my good man, if you don't mind us asking, you know, my hi. So he's like, well, I'll tell you the truth. Today, I'm a limousine driver, you know, regular day of work. Things are as they should be. And my boss just called me. He's like, the afternoon client canceled. You have the rest of the day off. And he just gave me the day off, and I see that you guys are here, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do something nice for somebody. I'll take you to City Hall. So they're on the way to City Hall, and then in the course of the ride, the guy gets a call. It's boss, and he's like, yeah, sorry, Jimmy, or whatever. You know, new client, I'm going to need you. I need you back to work in the end. So he's like, all right, whatever. He drops him off at City Hall. He goes back to work. So average person tells the story. Yo, you're not gonna believe it. Got this limo to City Hall. It was sick, you know? But if you see what's behind it, what happened over here? And this is the way the guy told us the story because he's a big tzaddik. What happened over here? This guy, this limo driver, he's working a full day like he works every day the whole year. It's a regular day. He's gonna work the full day. My friend and his kala, they need a cab. They say Tehillim for like a minute. In that minute, Hashem makes a little hole in his day. Oh, he thinks he's not working? All of a sudden, oh, he's such a tzaddik. He wants to do something nice for somebody, you know? And he takes them to City Hall, and then back to work, regular day. So what happened over here? You got a nice gift, or there's something behind it? Something behind it. Nagila v'nisma chabo. Hashem is looking out for me. Hashkacha pratis. What an unbelievable thing. So perhaps we can connect this with what Rav Moshe said. There's a Maisa HaMitzvah and there's a Tachlis HaMitzvah. And Rav Moshe said that some people think when it comes to mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero, it's all about the Tachlis. It's all about the result. Here's an ani. He needs money. So who cares if I give him money directly, if I have somebody else give him money, if I arrange the money. I lose the money and he finds it. He has money at the end of the day. So Rav Moshe says, no, you have to have the Maisa HaMitzvah also. Why? So we said Rav Chanan and Tudinim, yeah. But maybe more than that. A person who's focused only on the result is the same person who gets a gift and is happy about the gift. If my life is about results, so then I get a gift, I'm happy about the gift. I need to get what's done, done. That's the way men think, right? If you ever read Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, like men are like result guys. Like, you know, what's the problem? I'm going to fix it. I'll fix the problem. Results. But women, they think the right way. You have to get to the end also at some point, you know what I mean? But women are about the process. The process. Where did this thing come from? It's not just about the Maisa HaMitzvah. It's about doing the mitzvah. A person who can do the mitzvah is the same person who, when he receives something, he thinks about where this came from. It's not just about the end. It's about the process. If I'm involved in the process of doing mitzvahs, so when I'm on the receiving end of something, so I think about the process of that also. I look behind the curtains, and I see, where did this come from? I just end off with one more beautiful idea from Rav Kook. Beautiful idea. Oh, nice. Wow, this is working out perfectly. The fourth layer of special. So, beautiful idea of Rav Kook. The Gemara says in Brachos that kol haposea psia gasa. Anybody who takes big steps, so Hashem takes away like 1/500th of his eyesight. And then he gets it back if he looks at the candles on Leil Shabbos. So what is that? So Rav Kook in the Einaya, and he has the same thing in Orot HaTshuva, I think. Which I'm not holding it in all, but my brother is. So when I told him about this Einaya, so he told me about this Orot HaTshuva also. He says like this. There is a Rashi in Parshas Bereishis. Rashi says that the trees all sinned. That Hashem told all the trees that they should be Yotzei Tam Eitzo V'Pir Yoshaveh, that they should all come out, that the tree should taste the same as the fruit. And the trees didn't listen. Only the fruit tastes like fruit, but the trees, for those of you who have tasted, they taste like trees. Not good. Except for the Esrog. And don't ask me Pshat and Metzias, I don't understand exactly Pshat and this, but Esrog is Tam Eitzo V'Pir Yoshaveh. But a regular tree, not. So what is that? The trees sinned. Hashem told them Eitzo V'Pir Yoshaveh, and they didn't listen. So Rav Kook explains like this. Rav Kook explains that the way life is ideally lived is I'm not living for the result. Right? The fruit is the result of the tree. You plant a tree, you water it, it grows. Photosynthesis, a little university into the yeshiva, you know what I mean? Some photosynthesis happening. Trees grow. Fruits come out at the end of the process. So the way it was supposed to be, Hashem wanted us to experience Avodas Hashem, that it's not just about the end. That time Eitzo V'Pir Yoshaveh, that the process should be just as gishmak as the result. The process should be just as gishmak as the end. But the trees didn't listen. It means we didn't listen. Ke Adam Eitz HaSadeh. We didn't listen. We're just interested in the end. What do I get? What's the result? And that's a mistake. Right, a person who takes big steps, the Gemara says in Brachos. Hashem takes away a 500th of his eyesight. What does it mean to take big steps? Taking big steps means that I'm at point A, and I want to get to point B. How do I want to get there? As fast as I can, in as little time as possible. I want to get to point B, so I'll take big steps if I take big steps. Let me get there now. Why are you taking such big steps? Little steps. Little steps. Appreciate the process. The growth comes in the process. The growth doesn't come at the end. A person makes a siyum. What are you celebrating? The end? That's what you celebrate? You make a siyum? The end? No. I just spent months, years, working on this mesechta. I'm celebrating the process. All those hours, late night in the Beis Medrash, my chavrusa, not me and my chavrusa, fighting, working it out. What's the pshat? I'm celebrating the process, not the end. So that's the chait. You're losing perspective. You don't see good if you think it's about the end. You lose a 500th of the eyesight. It means your perspective is off. And Shabbos, Friday night, you look at the candles, a time to take a step back, take a step out of the routine, and reorient, refocus. Where am I really supposed to be? How's life really supposed to be lived? So, Mr. Shem, we should all be Zocha. Respect the process. Trust the process. Whatever it is. Have a great day. Thank you.